This is an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
Time again here on RNIB Connect Radio for another regular fortnightly roundup of RNIB Connect Voices opportunities. And I'm joined this time by Alice Finley, RNIB Customer Voice Insight Coordinator. Hello, Alice, how are you?
I'm good, thanks, Toby. Thanks for having me.
This week we have opportunities for blind and partially sighted people to share their experiences of autism and sight loss, a reminder about the RNIB survey on video gaming, and how you can help to socialise the next generation of guide dogs. Alice, we're going to start with that opportunity for people to share their experiences of autism and sight loss.
So, are you an autistic person who has sight loss or other visual needs? Would you be interested in sharing your experiences to help upskill health and social care professionals? If the answer is yes, RNIB's Health and Social Care Skills Development Team would love to hear from you. We would like you to tell us about what it's like accessing eye care services and living with sight loss or other visual needs. Your experiences will form part of training resources, including lived experience videos or audio clips for health and social care professionals. This will help us raise awareness of autism and sight loss and the impact this may have. If you are interested in this voluntary role, please contact Lindsay Sansom by emailing lindsay.sansom@rnib.org.uk. So that email address, once again, for those who'd like to take part, is lindsay.sansom, and that's spelled lindsay.sansom@rnib.org.uk.
A reminder now for all those video gamers out there to complete the RNIB survey on the impact on playing video games as a visually impaired person.
Great, thanks, Toby. The RNIB's gaming team are working with a gaming studio to explore people's experiences and preferences in relation to playing games and how enjoyable playing video games is for people with a vision impairment. There are two participant categories for the survey: gamers with sight loss and ex-gamers with sight loss. We expect most people will take between 20 to 25 minutes to complete the survey, and the questions you get will be tailored to you based on your answers to previous questions. It doesn't matter how you play, console, desktop, laptop, smartphone or tablet, or whether you play strategy games, adventure games, or if you're a puzzle game fan, we want to hear from you. Once the gaming team have the results from the survey, they'll be organising interviews with gamers with sight loss who continue to play video games, and those who no longer continue to play. A gift card of £50 will be given as a thank you after the research interview. The interview will take place on Teams or Zoom and will last no more than 1 hour. To complete the survey or to register your interest to take part in the online interview, please contact RNIB's gaming team at gaming@rnib.org.uk. That email address, once again, for those who like to take part, is gaming@rnib.org.uk.
Finally, Alice, a request from Guide Dogs UK to help with socialising the next generation of guide dogs, and maybe a slightly unusual one too.
Yeah, a bit of an unusual one, this one, Toby. So, Guide Dogs UK is issuing a national appeal for volunteers with distinctive characteristics to help socialise the next generation of guide dogs. As part of the new research, 1 in 5 guide dog owners shared that their dogs have shown signs of fear or confusion when encountering unfamiliar physical attributes, such as beards, facial piercings, tattoos and unconventional hairstyles. To help ensure guide dogs are acclimatised to the varied world they will encounter, Guide Dogs is looking to find new puppy raisers, with a particular call out to people with distinctive characteristics, from beards and brightly coloured mohawks to facial piercings and tattoos. Socialisation is the most influential stage in a puppy's life. The goal of any guide dog owner is to have a dog who is comfortable and self-assured in all situations, and this can be achieved by giving puppies a strong bank of calm, positive emotions in early life and continuing them into adulthood. For more information, you can visit Guide Dog's website. Alternatively, you can send us an email at involvement@rnib.org.uk and we can send you more information about the role.
So, Alice, where can listeners go to find out more about the items we just chatted about and get involved in other great Connect Voices research and involvement opportunities?
You can join our online Connect Voices Facebook group. This is where we post all the latest opportunities to get involved in our work, projects and research. We also share opportunities from external organisations who are interested in hearing from blind and partially sighted people and involving them in their work. We do our best to update the group every day. We also use it as a platform to share key insights and findings from the research we ask you to take part in. If you're already on Facebook, you can simply search for RNIB Connect Voices. If you have any questions, then please drop us an email at involvement@rnib.org.uk. You can, of course, catch our fortnightly roundup on the Daily Connect, which happens on the first and third Wednesday of the month. And if you'd like to listen again, you can find this clip on Audioboom or Spotify by simply searching Connect Voices.
Well, thank you, Alice Finley, RNIB Customer Voice Insight Coordinator, for sharing some great Connect Voices opportunities with me here on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thanks as always for having me, Toby.